Hello, welcome to tonight's episode retake. We just recorded the most incredible episode. I think probably like one of the most, for me, insightful episodes I've had yet. And then we realized that it wasn't recording. So we're semi-depressed. But I'm like fired up right now. I'm so inspired. So hey, we're taking the time to give a recap. I'm going to pass it over to Kaylee to kind of give like a Spark Notes version, and then we can all go around and say what we added to it.
Okay.
But yeah, okay, just to be clear, this is Kaylee Wilbank. She is a social media consultant and fashion photographer. One of my really good friends who I met a few months ago, and I brought her on here, and why we're devastated is because she's someone who is really, really honing in on how to follow ideas and dreams. And every time I see her, she's taking another step to what she wants to be doing, not just talking about it. And I was so inspired by that. Kaylee, take it away.
Okay, hi guys.
The sigh.
So I started doing photography in high school. I had this mean kid in one of my photography classes who decided to tell me over Facebook Messenger that I was a terrible photographer. Fueled me. I got this fuel of fire, and I was just like, you know what? I'm going to prove you wrong. So I got one of my friends. We went out and took some pictures, posted them on social media, and I was able to stick it to the man. And then after I got done with that, I was like, hey, that was actually really fun. Maybe I should do more of that. So I started taking more pictures, and so I've been doing photography for like 10 years or so now, and it has really led me down some cool paths, and I'm trying to make it a career, so yeah.
Talk about, so recently she built a studio in her garage. Talk about how you came up with that idea and like how the book
when do the ideas come to you, and then talk about your book.
Okay.
Because that's really cool.
We're trying to make sure that you guys get the best parts of our discussion.
So I don't know how I figured this out, but I figured out that I am most inspired on Thursday mornings at 3 a.m.
That's crazy.
I don't know how I noticed it. I do know how I noticed it. Thursday morning is when I go and exercise. So I was always so pissed because I would wake up at 3 a.m. and I would be like, oh my gosh, I've got to wake up in like 3 hours to go exercise. Mm. Anyways, so they just like wake me up in the middle of the night, and I like have all of these ideas, and I like can't fall asleep unless I like wake up and write them down. So I have like this cute little notebook on the side of my bed, and I have these twinkle lights that I just turn on, and I just write them out and draw them out, and then like hopefully go to bed. But sometimes it keeps me up literally for hours because I'll start thinking of something, and then something new will come, and it'll just be a crazy process. But that's how my ideas come to me.
Okay, and then like talk about like what you think ideas are.
So if you guys haven't read Big Magic by Elizabeth Gilbert, you all need to go and do that right now. It's called Creative Living Beyond Fear. That's like her topic of the book. And basically she has this magical idea that ideas are magic. Like literally they're magical things that are just waiting to come to life. And the only way they can come to life is if we as humans like see this idea knocking at our door and say yes to it and say, yes, I will take you on. I will accept you. I will make you come alive, and let's do this together. And I just have felt really inspired by that. I think that that's how it works for me. Like, I feel like all of us have ideas that come to us and ask us to like make them come alive and take them on. And if we don't accept them, they'll just like go to somebody else.
So how do you, I want you and Jen to talk about like how to make space in your life for ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Like how, because I think that's something that probably everyone wants, but what's like your most like watered down advice on how to make space for that?
So I think, firstly, I think it's okay to say no. I'm just going to preface that. If an idea comes to you and you, like, don't have the space or the capacity, you can, like, kindly say thank you, but I can't right now. But when you do have ideas that are good and that you have space and capacity to take on, I think it's just saying yes to them. firstly, but I guess we should back up a little bit. Like, I think, firstly, everybody has ideas that come to them. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of us live our day-to-day lives without even noticing them or seeing them. And they're just, like, sitting there knocking on our door being like, hey, dude, I'm here. Will you, like, help me come live? And we don't even hear them. So I think that a really big thing for me in learning how to listen and hear those ideas is mindfulness. And just making sure that I am in a space where I don't have too much clutter or, like, content in my brain and in my soul and in my heart. I think that we're, like, really bogged down by social media and stuff. And I think that all of the voices that we hear from social media can kind of create, like, a groupthink. And it can make us just be thinking like everybody else. And I think if we take a second to, like, step away from, like, social media or even just, like, people in our life and, like, give space for, like, mindfulness and quietness, that we'll, like, be so inspired on how to make, like, certain ideas come to life in the ways that, like, we see them coming to life, not necessarily how, like, the rest of the world sees them coming to life or copying them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jen?
I think Kaylee said so many rad things, and this idea of mindfulness, something that I would tell people when they come to write songs with me, or like I'm teaching songwriting, especially people who are members of the Restored Church of Jesus Christ, and I'd say, hey, we have a leg up in believing in the Holy Ghost, where it's a mind space and it's a lifestyle instead of like this event where we're continually doing things to feel the Spirit. And to me, it's the same way in creating, is continually doing things to feed our spirits and feed inspiration, be consciously aware. So for me, with music, it's like throughout my day, being aware of words that are being said, being aware of how I'm feeling, always kind of marinating in all of these things and keeping it on the back burner. So then when I do sit down and I'm writing a song, bam, I have this whole arsenal to pull from. Or even it's making that's a pointed effort to sit down, and lately it's been like, okay, I really need guidance and clarity in certain things. So I say, cool, God, I'm going to sit down with you and I need you to help guide me and see me with these ideas to know how to press forward. And I really believe that when we ask the universe will deliver to us. And so what Kaylee was saying before also, I think it's just
so... put it out there. Like, yeah, I'm ready, ideas.
It's to live in a space that you're continually telling the universe, like, I honor the ideas that are coming to me. So I'm creating space for them in my life by doing X, Y, Z. And just start with little things. If it's, like, too intimidating, just, like, start taking notice of, yeah.
Yeah, I think I love that. And that's the one thing that I wanted to share was, like, I used to have really high expectations of myself of what I had to do to feel my spirit or to create this space in my life. And I'd be like, if I'm not writing for an hour a day, then I'm never going to be able to. I don't know, or I'd be like, I need to go to CrossFit every single day. Oh my gosh. So then... I do love CrossFit, but I don't go every single day. And so I think I had these really high expectations, but I was telling these guys, I recently made a chart because I'm a visual person and I love the satisfaction of writing down things. So whatever you decide to do, but for every day of the week, I do something for mind, body, and spirit. And instead of saying, okay, body is CrossFit 5 times a week, one day it's eating Indian food, one day it's going to bed 2 hours earlier, one day it's running 5 miles. And then for, like, my spirit, I tried to, like, talk with God and, like, read the scriptures every day. But also one day I had a really spiritual conversation with a friend where I was able to open up about some grief that I had. And that was really cool. Or one day I listened to a new podcast or I finished a book. So I think that would be my 2 cents, is to don't put a definition on what it looks like to be creative and to feel your spirit. Just do something every day. Maybe this goes against, like, goal setting, but for me, I just have to say, okay, body, like, what do you need today?
Yeah.
And some days my body's like, girl, I literally just need to go to sleep.
Intuitively.
And
living.
Then sometimes my body's like, I would love some Mountain Dew, and then I would love to go for a run. Do both. And I used to think that I had to pick, like, run or Mountain Dew, but like, why not do both? Mm-hmm. And I think it's the same with creativity.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm going to look at Pinterest and I'm going to listen to music and I'm going to look at people that inspire me, and then I'm going to do something for 10 minutes, but it doesn't have to be, oh, I'm going to launch into a creative process for an hour every single day in order to be successful. I think it's just baby steps.
Yeah.
Okay, here's quickly my like recap of the podcast. So I asked a lot of questions. Yeah, I asked like, when is like, how do you recognize a idea coming to you? And that's kind of what like Kaylee and Jen talked on, is like mindfulness and stillness. And I think it's important to create like a time where you're not like running from thing to thing to thing. So you create some like time that you're saying like, oh, this is my time that idea could come to me. And we also talked about like social media and how that can be like idea taking, like you adapt to other people's ideas, but then find your medium that inspires you. For Kaylee, she said it was like Pinterest. And then my other question was, like, what does it mean? Like if you like continue to have an idea, and I shared that, like, I had an idea a year ago and I tried to act on it and I kind of did it in different ways, and then it like didn't take me anywhere. And so I like put it away, and just, I guess, like, in the sense of an idea was like, okay, then you're not my idea. But then it keeps coming back to me. And Kaylee said something cool. She said, I think of like sometimes a house as an idea. Like you see a house, so you walk in, but then you're like moving through the house and you end up seeing like parts of like different parts of the house. So like the idea is the house, so you like step into the idea, and then as you're maneuvering through this one idea, maybe it leads you to like the point of why it came to you, like your purpose or your reason. And I think that's all I said, right?
So don't stop on the front porch and just say, well, this doesn't look like
well,
it's
the door's
work.
Not opening.
Yeah.
Maybe
well,
try
I don't
the back
have
door.
A key. Or, well, yeah. Or, well, no one's. Yeah, I loved
well, like,
that house analogy.
One of my
analogy.
Ideas was, one of my dreams is to have a studio. I just really want to have a studio. Have we talked about my garage studio?
No.
Yeah, let's end with that. I think that'd be perfect.
Studio. So I, like, have this dream of owning a studio space. I have all these cool ideas for it. But I am not in a place where I can buy an actual property and renovate it and do all those things. But I still want to, like, have a studio. So my house that I'm living in right now, we don't have, like, a clicker to our garage. So my roommate and I don't park in it. And there was just, like, all of this space that we, like, weren't using. And I was like, hey, I could turn this into my own studio if I wanted to. So I, like, drew up a bunch of like plans, and like my brothers and my dad came and helped me build all of these like walls with wheels on them.
So cool.
And I just like painted them white, and like you honestly can't even tell that it's in my garage, but like I have all of these cool like walls that move. And that was just like one of my ideas that came to me like in the middle of the night. I like wanted to, my big dream was like, I want to have a studio, I want to have this space. I just can't do that right now. What can I do to, like, do it for now? And I don't know. I just feel like that was me not stopping, like Ella said, like, at the front door. Like, I was just like, hey, I see this beautiful idea. I'm going to walk in and see where it takes me.
I love it. That's
if you
such
have an idea
thing.
And it keeps coming back, it shows you.
Yeah, it shows you.
Yeah, something that Kaylee said, like, idea must really like you.
It must really like you.
It must really like you. And, like, yeah, like, have a relationship with your ideas. Yeah. It's not like a pass-fail type of thing.
No. Give thanks, your idea guys. A little kiss and say, thanks, idea.
Thank you, idea. Thank you, Kaylee. We're thanks going to post here. Her... Instagram. Her Instagram.
Go look at it. She's color queen. No.
She's content queen and color queen.
Is beautiful.
Yeah. And we're so excited to see what she does. And if you're someone who needs advice on how to connect with people on your social media, or you want pictures of your product, she really is doing incredible things. And we are lucky to have her on the podcast.
Much love.
Bye.